Ramble.
Welcome to the Tripod. We are the Try Guys. Four best friends.
Four best friends
who try things outside of our comfort zone. Not four best things who try friends outside of our comfort zone.
What if we were four best
that
things?
Sounds sexy.
What things would we be?
I would be a baseball bat with a toaster attached to it.
I would be a red delicious apple because I like red and I'm pretty classic, but also when you bite into me, it doesn't taste that great.
All right, back to the intro. Keep it going.
Today on the Tripod, we're talking about first class experiences, weird airplane stories, and Eugene shares an unpopular opinion. But first, we're going to read your secrets.
Oh, that was nice, Ned.
That was really good, was really except good. For all the mistakes.
Yeah.
yeah. You know, it took me a while to get warmed up.
I get it.
I'm talking a mile a minute. I've had 4 cups of coffee today.
No shit. 4
No!
Wait, have you actually?
Yeah.
Like four Big Daddy full cups.
Well, probably 4 8-ounce cups, which might be 2 Big Daddy cups.
You're not typically a heavy coffee drinker in the morning.
Mm-mm. No siree. No, sir. I'm a 1 cup a day man myself.
Wow.
But I've been up since 5:30. Boom. 1 cup. 6:30. Boom. 2nd cup. Why not? Get to the office. Chatting. 3rd cup. And I think this one's my 4th one.
Wow, I love this version of you.
Yeah,
I don't know what is happening.
Get hyped.
I have a feeling that we could just sit back and let Ned run this one. I think we're good to go.
Welcome to Monologues with Ned, the tripod that has me talking a lot.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, as you guys know,
Ned,
we're
getting progressively louder. it's like a nonstop dynamic change.
Woo!
Oh, that's going to peak.
Tell us one of those secrets, Miles.
Absolutely.
As a reminder to the audience, you rated us 5 stars on iTunes. That helped us climb to the top of the charts. And as a result, we are going to read your secrets on the air.
Also, this is Miles, our podcast producer. Say what up, Miles.
Hey, what's up, Miles Nation? All right. No response to that.
A gremlin.
All right. This one's called Love the YouTube Channel and Podcast. This is a 5-star review. My secret is, while I was in Schlitterbahn, I was getting ready to go down a massive
water slide. Schlitterbahn.
Wait, what's Schlitterbahn?
German water park.
I'm from Texas. Schlitterbahn is in New Braunfels. It is the best water park in the world.
Wait, is it a German water park or a Texas water park?
German for glitter bomb?
It's just based off of German. Like, the different parks are like Blastenhof and Surfenberg.
Oh.
And yeah, there's another one, I think, in Kansas. There's another one in the Midwest.
Schlittendorf.
Anyway, continue.
Do you guys remember going down water slides and the little ridges between the sections would kind of cut your back again and again? I hated
it. Hurts your butt.
That's why I only do inner tube slides, baby.
Yeah. But then you're a little more elevated and you're afraid you're going to get decapitated.
But some water slides have real smooth pipes.
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, you get a nice smooth pipe and everything.
That's why we got to go to Schlitterbahn.
So tell us
your water parks were shitty compared to Schlitterbahn.
I bet they were. I want to go on one of those where you go up, where it has jets and it puts you back.
Schlitterbahn was the first water park.
What are you talking about?
You don't know? There's roller coastery ones. You go down a hill and then it shoots you back up a hill.
Literally,
I'm not kidding.
It's literally invented by Schlitterbahn.
Oh.
We were the first ones to have the uphill water coasters.
That's amazing. I imagine you're in an inner tube for that.
Of course you are, or else you'd have a really high pressure water on your back.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, we're going to go next time we're in Texas
comes
together.
Comes with a free enema.
Eugene, you're someone who's terrified of like planes crashing and stuff like that. Were you always terrified of getting decapitated on water slides?
No, but that did happen at a Schlitterbahn.
Of course, it happens at
that every. That happened?
No,
yeah.
They were giving them much good
He was a child.
Not
It was a very young child.
I don't want, don't quote me.
That
on it.
Do
it's not,
better,
it's not that Texas, no.
Do out of the park so that they die outside of Schlitterbahn?
No,
so
obviously if you're decapitated, you're already dead.
Anyone.
The Texas one didn't have it. It was one in the Midwest, and they were testing. They're testing a new uphill water coaster that was like state of the art. And
oh my god!
They just didn't measure the amount of lift you got over a hill.
Well, he was too. He was underweight. I
okay,
he was about 7 years old.
Yeah, blame it on the kid. New worst job you could ever have is water slide tester.
Oh yeah,
she should be the person that like is the first.
Okay, let's get back to the secret.
Well, this person also has a terrifying story.
I know.
What's their username again?
Their username. Well, I don't think we should say because isn't it confidential?
Oh,
it's
you weren't
a secret.
Here last week, Miles. We were straight up putting.
Yeah, I heard that in the edit.
Let's call her Melinda Babies.
Melinda Babies.
Thanks, Keith. That's
Melinda Babies. Our public, right?
Mr. Babies was my father.
Mr. Babies.
Melinda Babies.
Melinda is definitely a woman's name, but please continue.
Well, Mr. Babies is still her father.
It's true.
Bring forth the secret, podcast gremlin.
I was absolutely terrified, not crazy about the nickname, I was absolutely terrified and wanted to change my mind, but the worker wouldn't let me, and he ended up pushing me down the slide.
Oh, no.
Not only did my swim top fly up and cover my face, but my bottom somehow ended up giving me the worst wedgie, and I pooped myself out of pure fear. They had to turn the slide off because there's... poop all in the water and running down the slide. I ran to the bathroom after and cleaned myself up. Luckily, there was a mom in there who brought another swimsuit for her daughter who decided not to swim.
Wow.
I went back a year later to the slide again. Not a single person in my family knows the story.
That's amazing. What a story. Thank you for sharing.
That's what you call a shitter bomb.
Hey. There it is. What happened? Was it, like as you said, Keith, an enema situation? Or was the
nobody
force...
Nobody said that.
Keith said enema earlier.
Nobody said
no,
that.
No, Ned
no,
said
no,
enema.
No, no, what? That's
Ned
gross.
Said
well,
enema.
No, no, it sounds like it sounds like she was so terrified, and she said it was on the slide, which means she was shitting as she went down the slide.
I know,
it could have been
saying,
from fear,
or
yes, it could have been from projectile water. The butt.
Well, typically, when you're going down a slide, the water's not going against you. It's
but
going with
not
you.
At yeah. Schlitterbomb.
No, and
no,
that's
not an
uphill
coaster.
It's still going
yeah.
with you.
Unless she got turned around on the inner tube.
She was going backwards.
No, she wasn't.
No,
in the
I think
tube.
She was. I think
how
she was
mortifying. My heart reaches out to this person,
the Melinda baby.
Melinda babies.
No, I think it was a fear shit.
I'm about to poop right now.
I've never had a wedgie and started to poop. It feels like.
Oh, every time I get a wedgie, I shit wildly.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Well, that was a hell of a secret.
Hell of a secret. We got one more for you.
One right. more fan secret.
A lot of people wrote in. We're going to be reading these
are
every
there,
episode.
How many
we
of
dropped?
These are poop stories?
A couple of them were poop stories, but for this episode, I decided to not choose two poop stories.
Yeah, because last week we did a poop story. It was a really good poop story.
Yeah, we're going to have to steer away.
Story.
But, you know, I don't want to be known as the poop story guys.
Also, guys, that we can felt... be a, from number 1 to number 12, so we need more of your juicy secrets.
Yeah, or else Ned's going to have to drink more coffee.
That's
you
right.
don't want that.
You don't want to
yeah,
see me when
number
I'm caffeinated.
12, number 12 out of however many thousand there are fucking sucks. It sucks, and we feel like fucking losers right now, and you need to get us back under 10 at least. At least 12?
We were really tired last week in New York. We're pretty exhausted, so I think that our energy maybe brought us down to 12.
Keith, can you get another fake name for this person?
Yeah, Dr. Teeth.
Dr.
Teeth, right.
Dr. Teeth.
Totally wonderful.
I did not go to medical school for 12 years to be called Mr. Teeth. Thank you very
much. He's a pediatrician, too. He didn't go for a dental school.
And he also thinks everything he touches is a tooth.
Yeah. He's totally delusional.
Your child's tooth seems to be broken.
You broke your wrist tooth.
Sir, that's my child's leg.
Dr. Teeth writes, my secret.
Hey, you guys, how are you feeling this morning? Because I'm in a weird mood.
I also woke up super early, so I've been up since like 5 in the morning.
Miles, if I could just interject before the secret.
Please.
Our tour tickets went on sale 30 minutes ago.
Let's get a quick tour update.
It's taking full...
Orlando is sold out.
No.
No, we're not even there.
It's taking full restraint to not be doing that, but we all woke up early.
Oh, no!
What?
Los Angeles sold out.
No,
it's not.
That's what it says. Oh, no, these tickets went fast, and we're unavailable to find more right now.
I don't believe that.
No
we're
way.
Getting live
was
text
that a tweet?
Updates. I hope so.
That was this. I'm on the Live Nation website right now.
Do you guys know, by the way, that our tickets went on sale the same day and same time as the Jonas Brothers tickets?
That's right. So whether you're a fan of us or the Jonas Brothers, make sure to get out there. TryGuys.com tour. Get those tickets before they sell out. And while you're at it, buy some tickets to the Jonas Brothers. I've seen them live. They're great.
They put on a great show. I heard an unsubstantiated rumor that the Jonas Brothers are actually going to be the opener for the Try Guys. It's not just a rumor.
Wow.
I can't say it's not factual, but it's
really
possible that you could just go to the Try Guys. You don't even need to see the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, man. I'd probably buy Jonas Brothers tickets.
I would probably buy
And Joe Jonas is in Jumanji, too. And he was fantastic.
That was Nick Jonas.
He was
that
boring.
Was Nick.
I don't know the difference.
Get it right. Did I ever tell you guys my sister's Jonas Brothers stories? They're very fun.
Give us a brief one.
Sorry, Mr. Please, Teeth. Sorry, Dr. Okay. Teeth. You're going to have to hold for Teeth, hold on. Just a little bit longer.
So my sister was Jonas Brother fan number one growing up. She went to, like, they played Madison Square Garden, let's say, six shows. She went to all six.
Whoa.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When the Rolling Stones did a cover story for the Jonas Brothers, it was this. Do you remember the one where they're grabbing each other's shirts and ripping it open? It's a very sexy cover.
Oh, was it one of their first, like, post-Purity Ring sexy covers? Yeah.
In the middle of the Rolling Stone magazine is an article that said, a fan breaks down Jonas Brothers songs, and it was my sister, Steffi Kornfeld. So she just, like, she was at meet and greet, she was at concerts. She saw the Jonas Brothers so fucking much. So now fast forward years later.
Was your Jonas Brothers shirt her shirt?
No, but I
did. Did she get it for you as a present?
I have other Jonas Brothers shirts. That one was a Goodwill buy. But yes, I have a Frankie Jonas shirt, who's the bonus Jonas. I went to a concert with her as a kid. He's the little brother.
Oh.
So years later, this is like now 10 years after the fact, my sister is at an event and Nick Jonas is there and they're both watching a show and Nick keeps glancing over at her. And eventually Nick Jonas comes up to my sister and goes, I'm sorry, where do I know you from? And she looks at him and goes, everywhere.
Oh. You know, the funny thing is you don't even have a sister.
Yeah, it was me. and where he knew me from was being in his bushes and looking through his window.
You've been a fan for 40 years.
Pretty cool. Steffi, that's a pretty cool story.
Pretty cool, pretty right? Cool.
Let's get to the secret.
All right. Dr. Teeth, hit us with your secret.
Dr. Teeth writes, my secret, sometimes I crack my back really loudly. It's normal and causes no extra damage. Get out of things my husband and I don't want to do.
Wait.
Uh-oh. To get out of stuff?
So it says, little asterisk, stupid loud back cracks. Me. Oh no, it hurts. I think I need to go home and lie down. Husband and I leave any social interaction we dislike.
That's awesome.
Wow. I respect that.
Yeah, that's
hard.
Smart.
I'm always looking for ways to get out of stuff.
What's your way to get out of a place you don't want to be
I just at? Don't go. I just say, I'm sorry I can't come to your party because I'm busy and also I don't want to.
I always tell Becky every time she doesn't want to go somewhere, it's like, oh, tell her that I can't go and make it my fault. And then I in return want to be able to blame her for things, but she doesn't want me to blame her for things. I'm like, why not? You can blame me for things. It won't matter.
The best was the pregnancy. When Ariel was pregnant, you can always be like, oh, she's not feeling well because of the baby.
Yeah, I mean, you guys always went home early, but now you have an excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a hot tip.
Yes.
So the best way to get out of things is usually to fake a phone call, right? And then say, oh, I got to get out of here because my friend needs me for something. But when you go on the phone, people can see if you're actually calling someone. You can't just hold up your phone.
Right.
So always have on like one of your favorites, like an 800 number for say like your credit card company, so that at least you're just talking to a robot. But that way it looks like from the side that you're actually calling somebody. I've done this many times at parties.
I've seen people do the thing where they...
You know, your Wes's first birthday, I had to bounce.
No, you stayed pretty far, didn't he? Didn't he stay pretty far?
I don't know. No,
remember, I had that emergency. Yeah.
You say stayed pretty far?
Stayed pretty far. Yeah.
It's the fourth copy.
It's the fourth copy.
Stayed pretty far into the party. Stayed pretty long into the party. Stayed pretty deep into the party.
I measure time
pretty
and distance.
Far. What do you say?
I do say I wait online, which everyone
hates. We've been through this.
Like if there's a line.
Nobody wants to hear about how you're online and you're not on the internet at all, but rather you're just waiting for a bagel.
Pretty far at your party.
He stayed long.
Pretty long.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Well,
checks out.
Tell us about these 1-800 numbers that you call, Eugene. You literally have a 1-800 number dial on speed dial?
No, I just have one in like my old, because I've been having call credit card companies a lot because of just stuff. So anyway, yeah, that's what you do. Just have a fake number you can call.
Identity theft?
Yeah.
When is the last time you actually did that?
Probably a month ago.
Really? What was the event?
It was an event I just didn't want to be at. I'm not going to give too much tea because I don't want to like make my friends mad.
Was it a friend? Oh,
guys,
yeah.
Sorry, I have to take this 1-800.
But let's talk about those airplane stories. Yeah. So we went to New York, and to treat ourselves for the very first time, we actually flew first class from New York to San Francisco, where we had another video. We were so exhausted because we knew we'd have an insane work week that we said, okay, if we fly a particular airline that none of us really wanted to fly on, let's actually do first class. But this was our first time in first class. First class is such a mysterious, but like, other world for most
this
people,
particular
including us.
Airline had a relatively cheap first class ticket, so we were also pretty amped.
Which should have been our first red flag.
But this is the ones where they have, because it's cross-country, lie-down seats.
Yeah.
Seats that recline horizontally.
Have you ever in your life, like, lying down on an actual airplane?
And not only that, it's the seats, you enter the plane, the regular people go to the right, but a first class people go to the left. Because in some airplanes, you walk through the first class and you get to envy them. But in this, no. We're in our own cabin. You can't even come look at us.
This is actually my second time being in a lie down first class.
Oh, wow.
I've done it before. I did it on JetBlue. And their first class is called Mint.
Okay.
Mint. So, and they gave me a gift bag.
Well, whoa. You got a gift bag?
Dope-ass gift bag right upon arrival.
What was in the gift bag?
Face creams, hand creams, mints, a comb.
Wow.
Some other things. I got a little, I think they gave me little slippers that I could wear. It was amazing. The food was amazing. They had a specialty cocktail.
What was better, the JetBlue mint or the one that we did?
Oh God, the mint was fucking killed it. And it was the same. It was essentially the same. They were the lay down seats. But the JetBlue does it where it's two pods, one pod, two pods, one pod.
Oh.
So the lie down I felt had a few more inches than this lie down.
Yeah.
And it was like closer to the ground. The mint one, you're almost laying on the ground.
So process of elimination, the mystery airline was not JetBlue.
But we obviously did not belong there because the voice Keith just did, we kept doing loudly as we walked into first class.
Yes.
We were literally like the way Kristen Wiig was in Bridesmaids walking into to Maya Rudolph.
Oh, yeah, we're just four like rows, and Zachary was in the fourth row when we made fun
and
of
Ned
him.
And Ned kept turning around looking at me like, these seats recline so far. And the very wealthy people around us just kept looking at us thinking, like, these idiots must have won a contest.
Yeah. I was like videotaping myself.
It's
and
expensive.
Everyone was like,
I would never buy first class. It's too expensive.
It's too expensive. But we were on an 8-day trip with a huge project on the last day, and we had to fly across the country.
Yeah, and sleeping was amazing.
It really helped
I cannot
us recover
physically
energy.
Sleep on airplanes.
You know what kind of bums me out is that, like, I loved the experience, but to me it wasn't like this, oh my God, wow, magical. It was just kind of like, oh yeah, that's how flying should be. It just was like, that's the standard that we all should have.
Oh, okay, and New York.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, it made me realize, like, wow, flying is a terrible experience.
Well, I was treated like garbage. Yeah. I was treated like full-on garbage.
So we should say that our first-class experience was not without a bunch of debacles. The first being that Keith got fucked over immediately.
Well,
what?
I showed up. I got my ticket, just like all the other tri boys. And I looked at my ticket, and I asked the other guys, where are you sitting? And they're like, oh, I'm in 1A. And like, oh, I'm in 2C. And I looked at mine, and it said, seat not assigned.
Not assigned.
I'm like, what the fuck? I also am not TSA pre-check. I know I should be,
But every time, like, I'm at the airport, I'm like, man, I should have done that. But when you're not at the airport, you're like, who fucking cares? I'm not at the airport right now. I got shit to do. And then so I'm there. So I have to go in the normal ass security line with all these people. It takes forever. But then I finally get to the gate. I get to the gate the same time as the other Try Guys. Yeah. So I get in line for the desk so that I can get my goddamn seat assignment, because they have to see agent for seat assignment. I'm behind all these people who are on the little, the wait list. What is the people who
stand by? You should have been like, excuse me, first class passenger coming through.
I did pass some people who were standby because I was like, I need my fucking seat.
It really makes you feel kind of entitled.
Well, I was. You guys had your seats. You were getting on the plane, and I was standing in line trying to get a seat.
Now, well, and the whole time, by the way, Eugene is in the plane. Is like, hey Keith, there's three seats left.
Yeah, well, that's hey, Keith, but you don't even know about one how this. Seat. The worst thing of it. So I'm behind one guy in line, and he is a standby, but he's a standby for first class.
Oh no!
Because this the plane was overbooked.
Oh, no.
So he was actually also a first class person. He said, you know what? I'm happy to take the however much money and wait for the next flight, because the next flight was in an hour, and he didn't care. But I did care, because we had to get to this
I heard
shoot.
Them offer you a lot of money
they
to
did.
Take the next plane, but it wasn't an option
was
for
it
us.
More it's... than we paid?
Yes.
Oh.
I think it was about the same price, if not a little more.
Now that's how you spend money to make money.
I mean, yeah, but I'm behind this guy, and he's like, well, I'm happy to take the next flight. Don't worry about me. And the gate agent is like, well, you know, it might not be overbooked. There might people show up, so why don't you just go sit and wait on the plane? And the
no,
guy says,
that's
the,
what happened.
The guy says, I don't need to sit on the plane. I can just sit out here. It's not a big deal. And the agent's like, no, I insist. Go sit on the plane, and then if I'll just come get you if we need to give up your seat.
That's crazy.
So
that's
he lets crazy. Him on the plane, and then
Have
I show up.
Have you already talked to him?
No, I haven't talked to him yet, and I'm saying that like, oh my fuck, if they give away my goddamn and fuck then, seat, that is then, my fuck goddamn seat.
And then meanwhile, we're on the plane like, you can recline. Yeah. They gave me warm peanuts.
And I get up to the man, and I'm like, hey, I need my seat assigned. He's like, oh, well, we have to wait and see how many people show up, so I will serve you as soon as the plane is fully loaded. I'll make sure you get your seat. And I'm like, but I'm first class. You just gave that guy who doesn't want to be on the plane my seat on the plane. I want to be on the plane.
Hey, Keith, there are only two seats in VIP left.
And yeah, and Eugene is slowly texting me that all the seats are going away. Well, I'm standing there. The guy keeps going, I'll be with you right for a moment, sir. I'm not talking to him. I'm just staring at him. I'm staring fire into his soul because this little nervous man knows that I'm mad. And there was, and then he literally gave my seat away right in front of me.
Oh. Angry Keith is not visible in videos, but oh, when he gets heated,
on the
watch
YouTube
out.
Version of the podcast,
and then
Angry Keith comes out.
Finally. And then all the other people are like, are you standby? And I'm like, no, I'm not fucking standby. I'm business class. I'm first class. I am a seat. I am supposed to be on the plane. I'm on the plane. And then the guy's like, okay, the plane is loaded. I'm going to go get that guy off and give you your seat. And then the guy comes off.
Well, then from our perspective, someone else comes on the plane, but asks the wrong person to leave. So there is a blonde businesswoman who, whoa, watch out for the power suit woman. And he goes up to her and is like, ma'am, you have to get off. And she starts chewing him out and is just so dismayed and yelling like, this is my seat, doing basically the same exact thing to you. And this guy didn't speak up. He didn't stand up. He was just watching this other woman chew out the attendant. Yeah.
And then I got to my seat. Well, so when he takes this other guy off, he lets me, I was like, you can go on board, sir. He wasn't like, I'm so sorry for making you stand there and be livid for 30 minutes, but you can go board now. I get to my seat. There's a goddamn half-drank Bloody Mary on my armrest. There's some stranger's farts all over my seat, I assume. My pillow and blanket have been touched, have been placed someplace. And the lady comes over to me, and she's like, is that yours? I'm like, it's not mine. It is my seat. I want to sit. And where's my gold? I want gold. I want someone to give me stuff. But I was so hungover.
Where's my gift bag?
I was also so hungover. So I'm like, it is so weak. And then they're like, do you want anything to drink? And I'm like, I'll have water. I'll have a glass of water. And then there was only one space for me to put my luggage, and I had to cram all my luggage into this thing.
And you broke your trophy.
And then I got home and I realized yesterday.
My trophy too.
No, you didn't. Shut the fuck up. The tail broke off.
Well, Ariel broke it, but I packed it, so I broke it.
Wait,
in the luggage.
In the luggage.
It broke.
It's solid glass.
It's glass that we put in a suitcase. They bounce around and it breaks.
When we were in New York, we won Best Ensemble at the Shorty Awards.
Gave us 4 awards. Now I see why.
Like, these jackasses are going to break 2 of them at least. Is yours okay?
Mine's chill.
I left mine in New York, so we'll see.
Well, yeah, yours was weighing your bag down, and your bag weighed 58 pounds. And yeah. 4 of them, 4 whole American pounds, British, were
the trophy.
The trophy.
You know, speaking of bags, on the other side of customer service land, my bag was put on a later plane. So we had to go back to the airport.
Yeah, not only that,
5 hours
first
later.
First class and the tags had later. Priority.
Priority.
Tags.
It's a giant
priority.
Thing that says priority. But it was like strange. I get it. Like, no, but many of you maybe are hearing this story thinking, these assholes got their first class tickets. And look, we've never flown first class before.
We're people of the people.
We are coach.
I'm a giant.
We're coachmen.
And I normally sit in little tiny bucket seats.
And our cars are... how exciting it is. You finally feel like you can pay money for first class because you have a big project.
I drive a dinged up Prius C, you know?
Yeah.
I save my money for this moment. Eugene,
tell
us about your bag.
What happened to your priority?
Well, they put my bag on a later flight that came like 5 hours later, but I was chill about it.
No.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was like,
let the people know how you actually felt.
I was like, okay, cool. I'll
you
come
were annoyed.
Later. I was annoyed, but I would never be mean to a customer service
None
person.
Of us were mean.
No, but none of us were mean to anyone. Yeah. We were just upset.
Have you guys ever lost your luggage? I don't think I have.
No, I have had this happen where my bag was on the wrong flight.
How did that even happen?
Ever since I saw Meet the Parents, I've been terrified of picking up the wrong person's luggage, and it's just like filled with a bunch of dildos.
So a fun thing happened at the airport when you weren't with us, Keith. We got an email from our tour agent, which, by the way, we just got tagged by the Beacon Theater. So fucking crazy that we're playing there. I can't.
Yeah, that's great. A lot of the theaters are pretty ridiculous.
It's blowing my mind, and I can't stop freaking out. So our tour agent sent an email to all of us and then immediately texts me and says, hey, please don't reply all to that email. Call me. And we're like, oh, that's weird. And you got
to tell the story.
I think it's funny. Why not?
I don't even know what's happening.
Keith is the only one that doesn't know it. And so we're like, what? Why not? And so we call him and he meant to email 4 people. He accidentally emailed 5 people. And the 5th name I didn't recognize and none of us recognized. I thought it was actually someone that we had talked to on the phone with. And he accidentally emailed Billy Joel's personal email address.
Oh, no.
No.
like his private,
that's
personal
hysterical.
Email. So it's like this email about like Try Guys tour. And Billy Joel's like, who the fuck are the Try Guys? By the way, happy 70th birthday, Billy Joel. Sorry for
like
that confusion.
It looked like a dope concert he was at last night.
Yeah,
I think didn't a bunch of other people stop by and played it?
Yeah, he does. You know, he does once a month. Like at Madison Square Garden, there's like banners for the Knicks, the Rangers, and Billy Joel.
Oh, he's just a regular.
Yeah, he has a residency at Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Once a month. And we're never there when he plays. Hopefully one time we'll be able to go.
Here's an update. 22,000 people are interested in Try Guys tickets.
That's cool.
We don't know how many have been bought, but
I know. I'm waiting.
5.
5.
Do you guys have routines when you're at the airport? I feel like I always have a Zen thing. I get an iced coffee and a pumpkin bread.
I would never have coffee before a flight. You want to poop on a plane?
Well, yeah, it's my favorite place.
You're
poop.
A giant like me.
I know. I'm a
you
big
like
boy.
You like that?
I sometimes like to go to the bathroom.
No. You don't drink. You don't slurp coffee right before you get on the plane.
That's right.
You don't get for that airplane bathroom. You get to the airport like an hour and a half
and you poop
early,
all
2
over
hours
the airport.
Early,
yeah.
You poop in the airport
exactly.
bathroom. You gotta get, you gotta flush your system, prepare yourself because you don't want a disaster in that airplane bathroom.
I try not to pee on the plane.
Actually, I don't mind peeing on the plane. I find the soap smells very nice.
Are you
a soap?
Yeah, man. That airplane bathroom soap is just.
Whoa! Ned actually, when we were traveling with him, he has a small bottle and he goes into the airport bathroom and loads up so that he can have it in his home.
Gotta take it home. I definitely do not do that to Ariel's house.
Peeing on the airplane, and Miles could speak to this too, as a tall person,
it's ridiculous. It's just horrible. Like it, you have to like be hunched over or like way further away from the toilet than you want to be to pee, and it's just like it's just so difficult. Also, your penis starts at a higher height than other people.
Yeah, it's wiggling all around.
It's, you just it's all over the nut.
I'm
it's
usually
just
like starfished out, hands on both sides, legs out, so I don't fall with a jostle.
Does your head hit the ceiling?
Oh yeah,
often it's sloped.
Often my head is my fifth anchor point to the world
for sure. Yeah.
Well, not a lot of people are are touching that ceiling, but it's really because I can't not have my head touch the ceiling because the ceiling's so low.
And when you flush that toilet, I'm always worried I'm going to get sucked in and out of the plane.
Well, I closed the lid.
Okay, that was one of my biggest fears as a kid.
Always.
Yeah, because it's
so
a scary
loud.
Sound.
Yeah,
it's
super
so
loud.
Aggressively loud.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I always thought if you kept it open, like everything would fly out of the plane.
Can you imagine that's how planes work?
I thought that as a seven-year-old.
I think I'm the opposite of you.
Yeah?
So two things. One, I come to the airport as late as possible.
You're like, I want to be the first person in that airplane bathroom. Yeah. I want to destroy it.
I poop the whole time. No.
Let my presence be known.
I get to the airport as late as possible, and like I roll that dice.
Yeah, you really do.
And I also, when they start calling people, like priority seating, there's now seating group two. Everyone runs up like little sheep.
Oh, yeah, like an idiot.
Idiots. I stretch. I hang out. I am the last person on the plane. You know why? Because one, they check your bags for free. Great, I'm in. Also, I'm about to be sitting down on that runway for 30 minutes and then up in the air. I love going to the bathroom on the airplane because I go to the back and I stretch some more. I hang out with the stewardesses. We gossip. last time I was on an airplane,
they do not appreciate your company.
They do.
Sometimes they don't want you back.
They make it very known when they don't want you back there. But a lot of the times they just appreciate the company. Ooh, I also found out over Thanksgiving that stewardesses, when they fly, they bring gifts for the other stewardesses. Like if you're on standby or you're getting a free flight. And so I was in the back and different stewardesses, because it was Thanksgiving.
Stewardesses.
Is that not what they're called?
I don't know. I think people call them flight attendants
people
now.
People say cabin
They took away
now.
The gendering of the name. Yeah.
Or you could say stewardess. I guess that
steward
is gender.
Or stewardess. They decided not to be gendered, so they went with
flight attendant or cabin crew.
I've never thought of stewardess as gendered. My bad.
Well, because also think about it. On planes, the cabin crew, and on like cruise ships, the performers are the people who will save your lives.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
isn't that crazy?
People are like, oh, come here and give me a drink. And I'm like, that lady is going to be the one to throw you off a plane if you are in an emergency situation.
Oh, no. You got to be so nice to those people because they just have such a thankless job. It's like, if they do something good, no one thanks them. If they do anything,
I just wish they gave them cuter outfits.
Oh,
some of them do.
Well, some of them
now we're back to be
gendered.
No, for the men too. Oh my God, like the fit on the sleeve.
Have you looked at like
some of the international
70s.
Flights?
Virgin America, I think, is pretty good.
What's the international one where they wear little kerchiefs around their neck?
I don't know. A lot of the Asian airlines have really cute outfits.
Yeah, I feel like I'm thinking of like Qatar Air.
But a lot of the American airlines do not have cute outfits.
Don't you think like that is good that we've maybe moved away from sexualizing flight?
Oh no, I'm not talking about sexualizing. I'm talking about aesthetically pleasing.
Okay.
You know, like where if I was around, I'd be like, I feel like I look great. Yeah, not like a maroon like onesie dress that goes down to your.
So let's design it. Let's think about what. Let's redesign this outfit.
How are we gonna make flight attendants cute?
Ooh,
what are
shoulder spikes.
Know.
You know, like what if there's a whole flight crew that just looks like Mad Max?
I'm into
like
that.
The whole
yes.
airplane. Wow. Themed airplanes.
Mandatory.
Why are there no themed airplanes where like you get in and it's like a jungle or you get in and it's like an ice world?
Wow. Well, that was part of Virgin's appeal when it came out. I was like, ooh, it's like an airplane, but it's also like a nightclub.
Yeah, well,
yeah that's
Virgin.
Right. Yeah.
And purple when you leave, lighting. You're not going to be a Virgin no more.
You know. We should invest in high-speed rail in America.
Well, yeah, but it's hard.
Yes.
But we can't because, long story short, aviation and auto industries took over when all these other countries kept their railroads going. Now all of them have these amazing railroads that go for like, you can go between like, in China, you can get from A to B in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
We don't have that in America. Yes.
Lay it on me. Lay it on
it.
Me.
Like
infrastructure.
We should have like an LA to SF. We should have an Orlando to Miami. We should have a DC to Boston.
Yes.
But they're trying to get those done.
I'm Eugene Liang and I'm running for president. We're going to bring back the railroads.
I mean, a lot of people could save a lot of money and a lot of time.
It would also create
a
lot of jobs.
Train. Yeah, and a lot of jobs. I'm just saying, but all the money is in the auto and aviation industry. Mm-hmm. And that's even worse for the environment. And this has been my TED Talk.
And Elon Musk is building that tube, right? Isn't he building a train?
Yeah, but the tube is stupid. The tube's for cars still.
Oh, yeah.
That tube's not for cars.
One of the tubes is for cars.
Wait, that's a different tube. That's not
the Hyperloop.
But he's got a car tube.
Let's talk about the Hyperloop.
He should build it for inner tubes, like the Schlitzenbaum.
That would be great.
What if it was like a water ride for your car?
Yeah.
You just slide around in your car.
That'd be great.
Man, I hope I can take you to Schlitterbahn one day.
Oh, I here's the thing about water parks.
Here's the thing.
I don't think I can go to a water park anymore.
Why?
Because water parks require you to stand in staircase lines in your bathing suit. And everyone else who goes to a water park is also in a bathing suit. And they're also all teenagers who know who we are. And I really don't want to stand around half naked with a bunch of half naked other people in line to go down a wet tube. Yeah. I just think that maybe that ship has sailed for me. Maybe that's it. I'm not going to water parks anymore because I'm gonna be trapped in lines with people. Keith, and I love talking to people, but I don't love talking to people when I'm not wearing clothes.
What if there was a water park that had a first class experience?
Oh,
shit. And you get to skip the line.
And they feed you mints.
Yeah. Go to a special inner tube.
I would want
that's
the whole,
like velvet.
I want to go to like a whole water park that's like closed from noon to 3, and we can go, and only we
Ned,
can go.
Can rent out have you thought forward to like when Wes is growing up, you're gonna obviously like want to go to theme parks and water parks and like that situation, right? And I guess all of us, like we all plan on having kids, maybe. But like that's gonna be weird. I don't know. I hadn't thought about that.
That's exactly,
I have no
like,
thought.
Like Becky's always like, we should go to the water park. I'm like, no, that's gonna be awful.
Have you thought about wearing disguises? Because we went to Disney as a company, and you guys didn't wear disguises. And
Hold on now.
Miles, you're coming on a big thing. That's a real thing.
Contact lenses.
Oh yeah.
Every time we walked, I hid behind you.
No, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
So Keith and I know what's the fuck is up.
Hats. Sunglasses. Mm-hmm. I put a hat on.
It's Eugene.
I
help but still be
peacocks his ass out at Disney World.
Everywhere we go, Eugene decides to look like the most Eugene he's ever looked.
It's really just everyday Eugene looks.
But you have
Eugene.
No incognito mode, and you've said this thing of like, no, when I look incognito, I still look like me. It's like, no bullshit. You've never done it ever.
Nah, we'll test it. I'll put on a hat and sunglasses.
But you can't wear a hat and sunglasses. Cool.
Speaking of Eugene not wearing a hat, that brings us to our next segment: Unpopular Opinions with Eugene Liang.
Here we
go. Hit it with that theme.
Oh no, I don't like that though.
Eugene, what's your unpopular opinion?
I truly think most babies are ugly. Like people think I'm joking about it.
Oh no.
I don't like that.
But I think
when you say babies though, you mean like larva babies.
No, I think anything up to like 1.5.
Yeah, that to me is like larva. Oh, well actually 1.5.
No, even when they're you know, looking at you with their eyes. Months,
yeah.
Cause I to back you up, I think like newborn babies, a lot of them are kind of weird looking.
Wow. Well,
their skin's all see-through.
I think that
you
people...
You think the miracle of life is weird?
No. I think that people, because of their paternal and maternal instincts, say it's cute because of a protecting nature. But yeah. I don't think that aesthetically or objectively, like little babies are actually cute.
So tell me about some of the ugly babies
you've
seen lately.
But like emotionally.
I love the little squishies.
Emotionally, they're cute.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I think Wes is one of the few babies I thought was actually cute at some point. Yeah. I actually maybe have an emotional investment in Wes, right? So maybe that's why.
Ned's been dabbing a lot lately.
Oh my god!
But the dabbing's
I
really
held it
good
in
up.
Until now. I like doing it.
Ned's also
Eugene
been doing.
Doesn't like it.
Ned's also been doing jump dabs where he jumps into the air.
That's very nice of you to say, Eugene. I think that checks out. I think that babies are objectively pretty weird looking, but your emotions override the weirdness and, you know, make it a, you know, kind of a, like a nice experience.
Yeah. But yeah. I do think most of them are pretty ugly. And not even like neutral looking. I just
ugly
think they're ugly.
Like,
yeah.
Like
their mouths are hanging open.
That's just how they are.
Their eyes are all funky.
They're funny looking, yeah.
I thought Wes was a cute baby, but certainly now that he's getting a personality and like his face is getting a little chubbier and stuff, like he's way cuter. Like this is
He's had a glow up.
He's more
he's had a glow up for sure.
He's just more like babyish, you know.
Yeah.
Less larva-ish.
He's turned into a real rascal, and it's very funny.
And he can smile. The
question,
smile.
Question for the audience. Our old age makeup transformation did really well. What do you think about a reverse makeup transformation where we get made up to look like babies, but like prosthetics make us actually look like baby faces?
So Keith and I came up with a 3-part baby series. One video where we get makeup baby transformation. One video where we act as giant babies for a day.
Wow.
Which is a fetish that people have. So that's a real thing out in the world.
Real thing.
I think it'll be really relatable to babies.
And then we also want to do a makeup transformation where we make Wes look like a teenager.
Yes.
Hard pass.
Make Wes look old. Yes. What do you think?
We could do a whole series of baby makeup transformations. Does anyone else get to do an unpopular opinion, or do you have? Because I have.
No, you can.
Oh no! I don't like that.
Okay, I was thinking about this yesterday. I think that we should not consume dairy at all.
Whoa.
I think a couple things. One, it's fucking weird. Y'all sucking on cow boobies, that's weird.
Dude,
that's not
mating is weird.
Kind of. I feel like it's extra weird. Killing animals is in the animal kingdom. Sucking down another's reproductive milk
is in the animal kingdom.
Not other creatures.
Eating another person's meat is technically eating their meat. Like,
no. Yeah. I'm going to do you one further.
Okay.
Not only do I think it's weird, but I think that alt milks, I'm talking almond, coconut, soy,
oat,
fuck yeah, oat. I think they are all more delicious than regular milk.
I can't stand by that. I can't drink milk, but I recognize that milk is the supreme milk. All the other milks are just trying it. They're like too sweet. They have like sugar in them.
Oh, that's so good. Well, you can get the non-sugary ones.
Then they taste bad.
I'll tell you what, Zach. I'll give you that they are probably better than 2% milk. But if I get a latte,
whole milk.
Gotta get that whole milk.
Yeah,
I gotta give me that cream. Good.
Well, also, I think it becomes moot when you think about desserts and cheese.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you what. I've been living my life without cheese. You get over it.
You do.
Someone who doesn't eat cheese. Yeah.
No.
But when I take
I used to be like you.
Ugh, when I take a bite of a good cheese, I'm like, oh,
so good.
You shared an unpopular cheese opinion to me yesterday.
What did I say?
Mozzarella.
Oh, yeah.
This blew my mind because actually I do fuck with mozzarella hard.
I don't get why people like just like the plain mozzarella. Like when you're served like a plain mozzarella ball, I think it has like zero flavor.
That's why you gotta level up to burrata.
But even the burrata, I think, is not that delicious.
Hold on. Hold the podcast.
Like, especially.
Hold the podcast.
What did you just
say? It's not that good.
Burrata?
Yeah.
It's not that good.
I think, except for brie, the wetter the cheese, the more boring it is. You want those aged dry cheeses. They're
amazing.
It's weird?
I just said
flavor.
I like those too, but you're telling me the burrata is bad.
Yeah, I think it's like not worth it.
Oh,
Ned, careful. Don't.
Oh, my God.
It's also like hard to.
Hands off the mic.
How can I take back my dab?
Do a reverse dab.
Reverse dab.
Wow. Ned has been almost falling backward and falling backward in chairs more often lately.
When we were in New York.
I eat burrata like every day, man.
I mean, that's great. And I understand that people like it. I just don't get it. As someone who loves lots of flavors, I don't
think
that.
About first class experiences, I went to a wedding. In Florence, Italy. I'm taking a page out of Miles' playbook.
Ooh.
Florence, Italy.
Wow.
They had a burrata bar.
I mean,
5 different types of burrata.
Well, I would try it
12 different types of olive oil.
Because European cheese is all different.
14 types of balsamic.
Yeah, and that was probably dope because but European cheeses are just so different than our cheeses. They're like totally different cheeses.
You know, apparently.
What?
Apparently, people that in America that are lactose intolerant or can't have gluten, when they go to places like Italy and Europe, they're totally fine. And it's because of part of how we process it.
We do a different pasteurization.
Pasteurization, that's what it is. Yeah, I'm curious to try it, but I also don't want to wreck my Italian vacation. Yeah,
also, like, we do pasteurization because it makes it safer. So over there, yes, it might taste better, but it technically is less safe because it's not pasteurized.
Aren't you lactose intolerant?
Yeah.
So this makes a lot more sense.
No, especially, that doesn't mean I don't like the taste. That means that especially it's got to taste amazing if I'm going to hurt
worth
my tummy.
I don't like cats, but that's because I'm allergic. It doesn't mean because cats are bad.
My grand Rata unifying great, theory Keith of the world is that everyone who says they don't like cats, about 90% of them are just allergic to cats.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would love cats if I wasn't allergic to them. They're so funny.
They're so funny.
On your same query about, you know, we shouldn't be drinking milk.
It's fucking weird.
I always think it's weird when people protest like fur coats and stuff. And it's like, you know, we eat these things too, right? It's arguably much worse.
Well, okay.
You get much more length out of a coat. You can wear it like a whole winter long. Yeah, the steak is one night.
Yeah, but it's people being like, stop fighting. And then in the other room, people are being slaughtered and eaten.
Well, I do feel that way about like when people think it's like gross or inhumane to eat alternative parts of the animal that Western palates are not used to. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, otherwise, it's just going to waste.
Or, I mean, I think most of the meats are delicious. Pigs are a good evidence of that.
I mean,
any part of that pig tastes delicious and different. They are smart, but what are you going to do?
Restaurant in LA that serves pig ear.
Yeah, really? Pig cheek. Like cheeks of all animals are
chicken
awesome.
Chicken feet.
Chicken feet. I don't love chicken feet, but yeah, I respect it.
I like the flavor, but the texture is all goofy.
But like, again, like, you know, actually, here's another thing that weirds me out. When people are like, don't eat bugs, it's gross. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, we should all be encouraging that. We should absolutely, every human on the planet should be getting their mind around eating crickets.
Especially if we like ate protein. More crickets and less of everything else, we could use all of that money that we didn't spend on high-quality proteins to build a railroad.
There it is.
Yep, you're on my team.
Yeah. I like eating like cricket protein. I've had cricket flour, delicious.
Wave of the future.
Cricket protein in a shake, awesome. Like
I actually just got an email yesterday of someone who does bug meals and wine pairing in L.A. Yeah. I want to do a video with them.
Oh, wow. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's totally something that like, I think, one, it's going to be the wave of the future because it has to be. Like, we're running out of meat.
Keith, what's the thing you wanted to say?
I wanted to see if Zach would eat a giant cricket. Like, if he would be in support if bugs
Zach,
were enormous.
Eat a giant cricket?
Man. Like, so they were meatier.
Like carve them up?
If a cricket was the size of a chicken, would you eat a cricket leg like a chicken leg?
If I would be open to trying it, I imagine it would need, you know, look. Bad parts of meat need to be slow cooked, right? So I think we would need to get inventive with how we do it.
Yeah.
But I'm not against it. Like, I'll eat anything. It just needs to be prepared well.
Cooked with love. Now,
you guys know apparently organic is like not a thing that can happen for the world. It's like totally unsustainable. It's not scalable.
That sounds like a difficult problem to solve. Yeah, and to solve it, you're going to need some advice. But the greatest advice is advice. That'll go for miles. With Miles Bonsignore.
How's everyone doing tonight?
Whoa.
What's up, Laugh Factory?
We feeling good? We feeling all right? Okay. Everyone okay?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Miles.
Are you okay?
No, yeah, man. I'm feeling really good.
By the way, what's going on, Miles?
Whose donut is this? It's been sitting here the whole time.
That's mine. I brought donuts for the office today.
Can I have a bite
of
that?
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't see any donuts.
There's donuts in the kitchen.
Well, for everybody. Like, make the podcast more fun?
Yeah, just make everybody have a good day.
Why didn't you bring giant crickets to eat?
I should have, actually.
Like, really big ones.
The crickets were always closed.
Can you break me off a piece of that donut and then tell us some advice?
Absolutely. Here's a donut. This is a chocolate donut from Mrs. Donut in Silver Lake, California.
She goes, her friends call her Melinda Donut.
Yeah. Do you want the ripped summer body and calves of Chris Evans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to be toned and buff like Chris Pine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a trend.
Unlock your potential and get a sexy little laptop stand.
Huh?
What? Posture is linked to health. Doctors
Fuck
have
yeah,
been
man.
Saying it since 1920. They know that posture, if you have good posture, you're going to have a better health.
In the middle of the Depression, they were like, what else can we do to help people's quality of life for their computer use?
If you
in the 20s.
If you are looking at your laptop and you're sitting, I'm going to describe what I'm doing in case you're not watching the video. You're going to be angled down looking at a tiny little laptop on a table. But if you are angled up, your back is going to be aligned. Your spine's going to be aligned looking straight at your laptop.
It's very hard.
It's super hard.
Do we need to get you a monitor?
We probably do. Right now I have a laptop stand on an Apple box and I set my chair in the lowest setting.
So yeah, if that wasn't clear.
We'll get on that.
You're supposed to have your arms at a 90 degree angle and your face looking forward. Very right. No one does that.
Ergonomics.
Yeah.
And your legs should be at a 90 degree angle too. So your chair height should be exactly so that your butt's not too high, not too low.
And you're supposed to engage your core while you're sitting, which I'm certainly not doing. And you're supposed to alternate between sitting and standing every 2 hours.
These are the things we know but don't always do.
If you only stand, that's also bad for you. How about that?
Wow. You're
darned if you do, darned if you don't.
There was like a video I saw that was like, what if you just walked for 24 hours and it will fuck you up?
Really?
It's not good. It's bad.
So like, because there are those chairs where you can be like walking, like a little treadmill desk.
Isn't that what our ancestors did though?
Yeah, they were fucked up.
But they didn't walk.
They died super early.
Wow. Yeah.
They died at like age 22.
And they were super different, even genetically, I'd say.
Well, I hope all of you listening stay alive together. That was another episode of The Tripod. We'll see you next Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific time.
Until next time, Keith, hit us with the official Tripod theme song.
Oh, yeah. We had so much fun.
Tripod. I really think we should change the ending to be something a little less what this is.
Oh no, we don't like that though.